You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
It is Wednesday, January 11th. It is Matt Wehmeyer pinch hitting today for Allison Footer on the Rangers podcast. As always, we're joined by Rangers reporter T.R. Sullivan. T.R., thank you for the time. And T.R., I know that recently you and the other beat reporters for MLB.com were assigned with giving some bold predictions for your respective clubs. So with that in mind, I kind of want to lay out about a half dozen or so, not predictions so much as projections for this Ranger team coming off an AL West title in 2016 and a playoff appearance. Want to get your thoughts on how they may look, how things may shake out in 2017. So, TR, I want to start with this one as we focus on Yu Darvish. The projection is Yu Darvish is healthy all season. That's the hope. And if he's healthy, he leads the American League in strikeouts in 2017. What do you think about that?
Well, he doesn't have to stay healthy all year to lead the American League in strikeouts. I mean, this guy averaged 11.8 strikeouts per nine innings last year, over 100 innings. You know, I think the leader was Chris Archer at 10.84 among the qualifiers. I think there's a good chance that Darvish will be healthy the full year. He's going into his free agent year. He's motivated. I think he's learned a lot about his conditioning and how to pitch and how to prepare himself. And I think Rangers expected a monster year from him, and I think there's a good chance that that will happen.
Yeah, I think it's kind of easy to forget now just how dominant he has been and can be, assuming full health. And TR, is there any reason to think he won't be completely healthy by opening day, or is it all systems go right now after some setbacks and some difficulties last season?
It's all systems go. He's been working out. Rangers have been getting good reports. There should be no problems with Yu Darvish going into spring training.
And that would be quite a dynamic combination at the top of that rotation, along with Cole Hamels, if Yu can get back to the pitcher we know that he can be health-wise, certainly. TR, projection number two, Mike Napoli becomes a Texas Ranger for the third time. What do you think?
Well, I thought it would happen by now. The longer it goes, I don't know. I'm starting to wonder, but I still think there's a very good chance of that. He wants to be here. The Rangers want him here. There's a definite need for Napoli to be here. I think the Rangers right now probably only want to go 1 year. Certainly Napoli would like a multi-year contract. They haven't got together yet on it. I think they're still working on it. Still 4 weeks to go before spring training. My guess it'll get done, but the longer it goes, the more you have to wonder about it.
Yeah, I'm with you. I thought this would have gotten done at least a couple of weeks ago, but so far nothing on that front. And TR, you know, with Napoli still out there for the taking, and with Mitch Moreland, who won a gold glove, now a member of the Red Sox, what is the plan right now at first base?
Well, I think they're looking at Joey Gallo, Ryan Rua, and Jurickson Profar. Certainly Gallo has the highest upside for a first baseman with his power potential. Rua has shown he's a very professional hitter. Profar has shown he's been very adaptable to first base. He has a great baseball IQ. You know, I still think the Rangers would like him maybe as their super utility guy rather than being an everyday first baseman. I think right now, going into it, I think it's Gallo and Rua, but I still think the Rangers will at least get a veteran hitter to at least help out. It may not be a frontline guy like Mike Napoli, but it could be a guy who gives them some depth. Maybe, well, actually they signed Ike Davis right at the beginning of the spring training. There are a lot of guys out there like that. I mean, Logan Morrison, James Loney, you know, just a ton of guys that they can choose from. I think they'll at least get some veteran depth, if not an actual frontline guy like Napoli or Mike Trumbo.
Yeah, again, not a marquee name, but there are some guys out there who aren't marquee names that you could bring into the fold. We'll see what the plan is for the Rangers. And TR, you mentioned Joey Gallo, and that takes me to projection number three. Is 2017 the year that Gallo figures it out, puts it all together, and fulfills that tremendous promise?
That's a pretty tall order because he's got tremendous promise, and he still has a lot to work on as far as just pitch selection and play discipline, things like that. I think this guy has a very good baseball aptitude. He has great desire. He wants it badly. I think that he's definitely going to give it a run. I don't know. The Rangers have talked about him maybe needing more time in the minor leagues. He's had a lot of time already. I think Gallo, if he's been 500 at-bats, will show a lot of progress. I don't know if he'll be, you know, the huge power guy that they need in the middle of the order, but I think he could hold his own for a full season. But there's going to be a lot of strikeouts and a lot of ups and downs.
And I'm curious to know your thoughts on the strikeouts. Is that the most troubling part to the Rangers brass, you know, the constant whiffs? I mean, I know that's not exclusive to him. A lot of young guys, even some veteran guys, that's part of their game. Or is it more a matter of plate discipline and pitch recognition aside from the strikeouts? What do you think?
Yeah, pitch recognition, plate discipline, just having a good plan going up every time up, you know, knowing the pitcher, knowing the situation, knowing what he needs to do to have a successful at-bat, whether it's hit a home run or sacrifice fly or just get a runner over or just or use the opposite field. There's just so many things going into being a great major league hitter. And Gallo has shown at times that he's been able to do that. He had a great spring training last year, really had a good plan, really worked on it, really showed the ability to, you know, wait for his pitch, recognize his pitch, use the opposite field, all of those things you have to do. But, you know, again, it comes down to doing it for 500 at-bats. You know, every hitter goes through streaks. You know, even the veteran hitters like Mitch Moreland, he always would get into a pull happy mode, and that would drive the Rangers crazy. It's just being able to do it for a full season, have the confidence to do it, have the mindset to do it, not let yourself get down if you struggle a little bit. You know, just stay with what you're doing and trust in yourself. I mean, I know all those are – you know, stuff that people say all the time, but that's what makes a great hitter. It's just every time you go up there, like a Michael Young, the guy never gave away the bat. Every time he went up there, he had a good plan. He had a good approach. He trusted himself. He believed in himself, and more often than not, he delivered. It's just being able to do that for a full season, have the mental strength to be able to do it for the full season, have the mental confidence to do it for a full season.
Yeah, I think, you know, fans sometimes forget how much of a mental grind baseball is, especially when you're in a slump, you're trying to pull yourself out. It takes a lot of mental strength and confidence to do that. Light tower power, as they say, for Gallo. We hope that we see more of that in 2017. TR projection number 4, I'm curious to get your thoughts on this one. Rougned Odor, after a 30-plus home run season last year, really kind of a breakout year, is voted the starting second baseman at the All-Star game. What do you think?
Well, you know, I looked it up, and there's at least, I think there was like 10 second basemen last year that had a OPS over 750. I mean, that's a huge crowded field. You're talking about Altuve, you're talking about Cano, you're talking about Brian Dozier, Pedroia, you know, go on and on and on. Certainly, Rougned Odor is going to be one of the top second basemen in the game. Still has a lot to work on. To say he's going to be the all-star second baseman, boy, that's going to be a tough one because that's going to be some serious competition.
Yeah, that's one of the more loaded positions. You ran through the names. And I think Odor had 33 home runs last season. Was that something of an anomaly, or has that power been in him all along, and this is kind of what the Rangers expected out of him?
Well, I think it's more than what the Rangers expected, but he certainly is a very good hitter. He's very strong. Sometimes gets a little pull happy, but this guy is definitely an offensive second baseman, and he's definitely going to give them some serious power, some speed. He's the complete package. Still has a lot to work on, but this guy's an offensive threat, middle of the order offensive threat.
Of course, you know, Odor making headlines early last season for other reasons than his talent with the, you know, the dust up with a Jose Bautista. Do you feel that, you know, fans outside of Texas and throughout baseball overall didn't quite grasp how talented he really is because that, you know, that whole thing with Bautista and the Blue Jays created so many headlines?
At one point, yeah, I think you're right. It overshadowed him a little bit. But on number two, it got him noticed and people started wondering who this guy is. And I think people started paying attention to who Rougned Odor is and what he can do at the plate, what he's capable of. So, I don't know, it kind of worked both ways, I'd say.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Certainly one of the top second basemen in the game. The competition is going to be tough for second base, but he is certainly capable of holding down that starting spot at second base at the All-Star game. We'll see what happens come July. TR, at the other end of the experience spectrum, Adrian Beltre, for a second straight season, hits at least 30 home runs and wins a Gold Glove, all this at the age of 38, I believe. Do you see that happening?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, this guy still has it. He still wants it. He's still very driven to be a World Series winner. He takes very good care of himself. He's playing in the World Baseball Classic this year. Don't know if that's good or bad. He's usually a little slow in spring training, takes his time getting ready to go. He's going to ramp it up earlier this year. I think that's going to be interesting to watch, but beyond that, this guy's still a great baseball player.
I know that there's a lot of debate about, you know, Hall of Fame credentials. You know, is he or isn't he? What's your take on Beltre? If he retired now, you know, does he find Cooperstown, or does he need a few more really tremendous seasons to really lock that down?
Nope. If he retires today, he's in the Hall of Fame. He's done everything he needs to do to be in the Hall of Fame. I think everybody knows this guy's one of the great third basemen in baseball history.
Yeah, I agree. Offensively, defensively, he does it all, and he does not seem to age. So that's especially good for Texas. And TR, to come down the home stretch here, quite simply, do the Rangers repeat as champions of the AL West in 2017?
I think it's too early to tell right now, Matt. I think that you're looking at I don't think Houston's done. Lord knows Seattle's making a trade today. Oakland still has some moves to make. We still haven't really heard anything from Anaheim. I still think the Astros need to do more for their pitching, and I think the Rangers still need to do more for their offense, and Lord knows what Seattle's going to end up with, but Seattle's going to be a very good baseball team. Certainly the Astros, their offense is a lot better this year with some of the additions that they've had, but I think the Astros still need more pitching, and like I said, I think the Rangers could still use a little more offensive help.
Yeah, the Rangers lost a lot offensively in the offseason. The Astros pitching certainly needs some certainly have some holes to patch, and we'll see if Jerry Dipoto ever gets done making trades in Seattle, and then we can properly assess what the AL West is going to look like in 2017. T.R. Sullivan, our thanks to you, our Rangers reporter. We'll do it again soon. In the meantime, it's Matt Wehmeyer signing off for MLB.com Extras. Texas Rangers.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.